This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear Jesus, the perfection of justice, reveal the parable of the wicked tenants, which is a warning to all those who reject Jesus and act in evil ways. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to grow in the virtue of gratitude, so he always remembers to thank God each day that he has the blessing and honor to be a Catholic man. We'll also consider the necessity for every Catholic man to receive the grace of Christ so he can grow and be fruitful in the virtue of charity. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. At everycatholicman.com, you can also find a daily devotion, just like this one, for every day of the year. To find it, go to everycatholicman.com and look at the top menu for today's devotion. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 33 through 43 and 44 through 46. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear another parable. There was a householder who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it and dug a winepress in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season of fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them. Afterward, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance.' And they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Have you not read in the scriptures, 'The very stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation producing the fruits of it." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard the parables, they perceived that he was speaking about them. But when they tried to arrest him, they feared the multitudes, because they held him to be a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel. Entering Jerusalem for Passion Week, Jesus clashes with the Jewish leadership about his authority after he clears the temple. Jesus rebukes and calls the Jewish leaders to repentance with several parables, including the parable of the wicked tenants. In veiled terms, the parable reveals that God has given men a fruitful earth and sent prophets and ultimately his beloved Son to call men to live holy lives. In this parable, God the Father, called a householder, has given men, called tenants, a beautiful creation described as a vineyard with a hedge and a winepress. God the Father, who is unseen, the householder goes to another country, sends his prophets, called servants in the parable, to call his men to live holy lives, in other words, to produce fruit. Wicked men, Jesus is referring to the Jewish leadership, abuse, they beat, kill, and stone God's prophets. In the parable, the householder sends his son, but the wicked tenants kill him. This is a prophecy that Jesus is offering about his own crucifixion by the Jewish leadership and the Romans. In the parable, the wicked tenants seek an inheritance, a referral that men want to rule the world without God. Amazingly, when Jesus asks the Jewish leadership about what the householder in the parable should do to the wicked tenants, when the Jewish leadership replied that the householder should put the tenants to a miserable death, they are actually incriminating themselves and condemning themselves to death, for they will put the Son of God to death shortly. Jesus then quotes a 1,000-year-old scripture of the cornerstone. This is from the book of Psalms, number 118, verses 22 through 23, which cryptically refers to his resurrection and the building of the Catholic Church. After speaking in veiled terms of the parable, Jesus explicitly condemns the Jewish leadership for their lack of holiness, or fruits and reveals that God will withhold his blessings from Israel and give his blessings to others, in other words, fruitful nations. Ominously, Jesus warns of the destruction of those who reject him. Verse 44 is omitted from today's liturgy. Jesus refers to those rejecting him as being broken to pieces or crushed. The Jewish leaders finally realize that Jesus is condemning them, but fail to act because they are fearful of the backlash from the enthusiastic crowds that are awed by Jesus. Well, what is it in today's gospel that can lead a man to be awed by Jesus? Marvel at how Jesus, the divine prophet, uses this parable. Jesus purposefully constructs the parable with divine prudence to warn and condemn corrupt priests, shrewdly speaking indirectly in veiled terms so to avoid premature capture. Jesus so masterfully uses pathos, a form of reason that speaks to the heart, that the unwilling evil priests are moved to condemn the unjust characters in the parable and condemn themselves. Divine justice, Jesus confirms the requirement of producing spiritual fruit, the condemnation of corrupt priests, and he harshly warns those who rebel against him with brutal destruction, as noted in the omitted verse 44. Well, in addition to the somber warning of the parable of the wicked tenants, what is it in today's gospel that can lead a man to grow in happiness? Thank God you are a Catholic man. Realize, Jesus' accurate prediction that God will build the Catholic Church upon the Son of God as the cornerstone appeared to be an insane claim by an obscure carpenter. But Jesus' prophecy has been spectacularly fulfilled with his worldwide Holy Catholic Church, which continues to endure and thrive 2 millennia later. Believe. Reflect upon the Creed's profession. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 748 through 810. Pray. Almighty Father, help me build the virtue of gratitude, a part of justice. So I am always grateful that you have allowed me the highest honor to be a Catholic man of your Holy Catholic Church. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Receive the grace of Christ to be fruitful in love. Realize, due to decades of abysmal catechesis, that is, the failure to pass along the faith, and the failure to preach the fullness of the truth, millions of Catholic men don't understand the tough truth that Jesus commands every Catholic man to be fruitful and that Jesus will hold each man personally accountable for his fruitfulness in the judgment. Believe. Reflect upon grace and justification. See the Catechism paragraphs 1987 through 2029. Pray. Jesus, perfection of love, help me build the virtue of charity so I gratefully receive your grace and I grow in overflowing and fruitful love which blesses others and draws many to you and your Holy Catholic Church. Amen. Here is today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's 2 key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of gratitude so you can always thank God that he has called you to be a Catholic man. And second, grow in the virtue of charity so you can receive the grace of Christ to be fruitful in love. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and his Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks. He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.